Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Heavenly Father in prayer. Father, we worship you and we praise you and we thank you for this great and mighty, beautiful day that you have made for us. We thank you for all the wonderful things that you've done, glorious things, all the price you paid on that cross. When you said it is finished, it was all paid for. Father, as I talk about all those wonderful things that you've done for us this week, I ask you to reveal to us the truth of the Word of God, that we may learn to walk in it in its fullness. In Jesus' name, amen. Today, folks, I'm going to talk a little bit more about some of the things that God has given to us as born-again Christians. And I am now realizing the more in-depth I study God's mighty Word, the less Christians they are that really understand and know these things. Now, I think that the majority, but not even all of the people that go to churches really believe that you have to believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and that He's the only way to heaven. Now, there's a lot of people believe that there's other ways and other people that are believing in God in different ways besides believing that Jesus is the only way to the Father. But now the Word of God says there is only one way you can get a prayer answered. That says once you become a born-again Christian, once you become God's child by believing in your heart and confessing with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, and that the Father raised Him from the dead for your sins, that is the only way to be saved. And then by asking the Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus is the only way you can get a prayer answered. Now, I realize that people believe you can ask many other people or deities or whatever. In fact, there's a great denomination that believes that you can get a prayer answered by coming directly to Mary and asking Mary for things. But folks, let me tell you, that's not in the Bible. It's not in the Word of God. There's no place in there that says that you can come and ask Mary for something and God will answer your prayer. This is just a tradition that the church has come up with. And there's a lot of churches that believes you can ask God for something and He will do it for you without coming to the Father in the name of Jesus. But you can ask God for things, but if you don't do it all in the name of Jesus, you cannot go into the Holy of Holies and get your prayers answered. Now, many people will come to the Lord and really accept Him as their Lord or as their Savior. Now, I think that most people today that I've met really have just accepted Christ as their Savior. That means that they believe they have fire insurance. That means they don't have to go to church. They don't have to tithe. They go to church when the weather's nice or when they feel like it. But all they need is a little fire insurance so they can go and do everything they want to do on earth, live in sin, maybe not too sinful, but a little bit of sin, commit a little of this and a little of that, and every once in a while ask God to forgive them, and then when they die, they'll be able to go to heaven. You very rarely ever go to a funeral where the pastor will say anything except that we know that this brother or sister is in a better place. Now, I've been to many funerals that people would say that when I knew the person, and that person didn't live for Christ. They never went to church. They never confessed Christ. The only time they used His name was when they used it, you know, in a word of profanity. So, of course, that's totally up to God. But according to His Word, He says people that do those kind of things shall not inherit the kingdom of heaven. So today, many people, even those that do believe in Jesus, those that come to church every Sunday, those that tithe, those that appear to walk in love, those that don't speak evil about people, those people, still so many of them, bypass all the rest of what is theirs. They will come and make Jesus Savior. But that's not where you stop. You must make Jesus Savior, and then you must make Jesus Lord. And when you make Jesus Lord, then you need to come to Him for the 9 gifts of the Spirit. And you need to ask Him to fill you, number one, with the mighty baptismal power of the Holy Spirit. But remember, this is an event that must be done in faith. So if you're trying to say, well, I'm going to try that and see if it works, it will not work for you. You must know from God's Word what these promises are, and if you do that, then He will fill you with a mighty Holy Spirit, and then begin to read and study and learn all of the 9 gifts of the Spirit, quote them to the Lord every day, and ask Him to use you mightily for His kingdom. Now then, you know, most people probably think that salvation is all we need. We're going to be okay. So therefore, the church is living far below where she should be living because she's living in unbelief. Now, the reason I know this so well is because I was raised up as a Southern Baptist. I went in church 9 months before I was born. My mother and dad, especially my mother, she was a strong believer in the Lord. She was in church every time the door was open. My dad wasn't there quite that much, but he went pretty regular. But neither of them knew about the baptism of the Holy Spirit or the gifts of the Spirit. And the reason they didn't is because they never heard them preached or taught in a Sunday school class or in a church service. Now, if you don't hear God's Word proclaimed, then most people will never pick up on it at home. The enemy will have no problem keeping you in unbelief. But when you begin to get into this mighty book and read and study this book for yourself, you're going to come to some crossroads. You're going to have to make some decisions. You're going to have to start either believing God's Word, or you're going to have to continue to stay in unbelief. Now, it's unfortunate that most of the church today lives in unbelief. Just to give you an example, the other night, a precious couple, they have some children. They asked me to come over to their home, and they wanted to meet with me and talk about some things to pray about. Now, they had a couple of young daughters, young teenage daughters, and these young girls had never seen a demonstration of the Spirit's power. Well, I got over there about 7 or a quarter till 7, and I'd been talking to them until about 8 o'clock about God's Word. I didn't go over there to talk about the weather. I went over there to talk about God's Word, to train them in the Word of God, to show them what God's promises were so they could walk in faith. Now then, about 8 o'clock, as I'm teaching the Word, I've seen this happen many times, the enemy showed up, and he went over and he began to put some hurt on this lady, the mother of that family, because she is a precious little lady, but she does not know about the power of God. So anyway, as I was there, I noticed her kind of leaning over, holding her head a little, so I asked her what was wrong. She said she had a tremendous headache. Well, I told her, well, it's just a demon. He showed up and he's clamping on your head to put some pain on you. I said, you do not have to have that. And the reason he's doing it is because he does not want you to hear what I have to say. So I said, how would you like to get rid of your headache? Well, she kind of looked at me startled and she said, well, I would love to get rid of my headache. I said, good. I got up. I walked across the floor. I put one hand on each side of her head. And I said, Satan, I rebuke you, you foul spirit of hell. I command you to take this spirit of pain off of this woman and go to the pit of hell and stay there in Jesus' name. I said, thank you, Father, for giving me authority over the evil spirits, because you clearly said in Luke chapter 10, verse 19 and 20, that Satan and his demons I have authority over, and they have to be subject to me. So, Father, thank you for your word. And then I turned her head loose. I backed off, and I said, "Now, ma'am, tell me that you still have a headache." And she was amazed. It was gone. And it never reappeared all evening. Now, then we stayed there, and those two young girls, I think they were pretty awestruck themselves. But as we stayed there, we discussed God's Word until about 11 o'clock that night. And a day or two later, when I saw the mother, she was still awestruck about what had happened. Some folks even told me Sunday at church she had told them what I had done. But see, the church itself is living in almost 100% unbelief. We do not believe God's mighty word. When he tells us in Luke chapter 10, verse 19 and 20, "Behold." Now this is Jesus speaking. He says, "Behold, I give unto you authority to trample on the serpent and his scorpions," that's Satan and his demons. "All power is given to you over them. They shall in no wise hurt you. Be not thankful that the evil spirits have to be subject unto you, but rather be thankful that your name is written in heaven." Now, if you read that verse, or those two verses, over and over, and you begin to meditate on those, the Holy Spirit will reveal to you who you are in Christ and what you can do as a son or a daughter of the King of the universe. When you realize you're not trying to persuade God to do something he's reluctant to do, that it's Satan and his demons that's causing the problems, and our King has given us complete power and authority to overcome these fellows, then the Lord is waiting for us to exercise the power and authority that he has given to us, and we are to put his enemies under our feet. Now, he tells us that in the Scripture. So whatever you do, begin to get rid of your unbelief and walk in faith and believe that you are who the Word of God says you are and that you can do what it says you can do. We'll continue tomorrow. Praise the Lord. I'd like to invite you to call me for tapes, 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can write me at the Living Savior Ministries, Post Office Box 35, Justin, Texas, 76247. Box 35, Justin, Texas, 76247. We'd like to invite you to our church the Sunday afternoon from 2 to 4. We start at 2 and we end at 4. We are at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. Praise the Lord Jesus.